Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, welcome back to the Final Inspection Show, brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove, along with David Hobbs Honda. Joining me at Road America here in from the Stadium Super Truck Series, it is John Holcher. Welcome to the show, John. Appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So this is pretty cool. I saw the race earlier, and this is your... jumping in the deep end, racing these cars or trucks at Road America. What do you think so far with the trucks?
It's a lot of fun, and we're kind of battling with people, so it's good that we're up there in the mix a little and just having a lot of fun.
Now, with your background, you have a background in off-road racing, so it's not totally foreign to you, but, the first time going off the jumps, did Robbie talk to you and say, okay, this is what you expect, or how does that work for a rookie driver?
I've been really working with the jumps here and working with all the guys. Like, it's different than an off-road truck because you got to land it rear down or nose down.
Okay. Like,
in short course, you try to land it as flat as possible. And
oh, that's interesting. Okay, so what if you land it at this track's flat? Does it then you bounce then, or is that what's the issue then if you do that?
Then it's too stiff, and, like, the truck doesn't really compress at all.
Oh, okay.
And then, like, you just hurt your neck and your back, and
all the wind leaves you quickly, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting. So. I did not know that. See, that's a good point. All right. So, tell us a bit about yourself. How did you get started in racing and your background?
My dad surprised me with a go kart and went out there and ran first the whole race and got past on the last lap, last corner, and got second, and just kind of kept moving through the ranks and went up to off road and started racing off-road out west and ended up here.
Okay. And you've raced up in Crandon and some places up in Wisconsin. What's the most fun thing you've accomplished so far, or win, or anything that kind of sticks out so far?
Probably last year at Fall Crandon when I swept the weekend.
Okay.
That was really special, and we wrapped up the championship too.
So very good.
That was probably the best moment.
What kind of truck was that?
That was in a mod cart.
Okay.
So a Midwest one, which is a 400cc motor and not a 450, a whole different chassis than the Out West stuff. So it was a special moment for me.
Those are a lot of fun to run, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
So have you had a bad, have you gotten, how many times have you gotten upside down in one of those off-road racing?
I actually broke my hand this year out West.
You
so
did.
I came back and next day and got fourth, and the next day after that I got third. So
was that because of a steering wheel type deal, or what happened there?
I flipped over, and it was just so fast that my hand bashed the chassis bar.
Okay.
And just snapped it right at the pinky. So
and you noticed that right away, didn't you?
Well, I didn't really notice that, and then I go to my shifter to grab the clutch, and
yeah, it didn't feel good. The hand had other ideas.
Yeah.
So what are you trying to accomplish out here this weekend?
I'm not trying to go out there and win. I'm just trying to get used to it, because if I do, I'm going to end up on my lid somewhere. Mm-hmm. So get used to it, just go at my own pace, and hopefully we can get up more towards the front.
Is this something you want to keep pursuing, this style, or is there where would you like to be in a year or two with your racing career?
In a year or two, I'd like to be doing this, racing Pro Light in the Midwest and off-road, and maybe a little bit of asphalt stuff to move my way up to ARCA or K&N or something.
Very good. Well, best of luck. And who are some of your supporters that have helped you all along the way?
Well, this weekend we got Race Driven, Millennium, Astro Hydraulics, Auto House, and then HPI helps me out with everything. Renard's Cheese, Mod Kids, Kicker, Motivate, Victory Sign always makes the stuff look really cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, all right, we're talking about John Holcher, who's running the Stadium Super Trucks this weekend at Road America. Make sure you check it out. And, John, best of luck this weekend. Thanks for joining the show.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, thanks, John.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.